Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lam.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
We three brothers.
One sec. We once again thank you for tuning in and joining us on this sometimes cathartic journey. Let's dive right in. I am the devil man.
Yes.
Yes. My brother there. How do body?
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, the body fine. Body well. Holidays coming up.
I know it's been pending for
a minute. You know the idea of holiday during this period of time and lockdown is so important. And taking a break, and it's hard to do that when you're maybe working from home, or you know, you go from sofa to desk to sofa. Or for some people, you go from sofa to, or maybe just stay in bed and you're doing your thing there. Yeah. Either way, it's really important to kind of have that separation and taking that break. So I'm really, really looking forward to, having a bit of a difference in my routine, being able to maybe go on some walks a bit more, get a bit more fresh air. Yeah.
That's interesting. Like, my question to you would be, what are you going to do with your holiday during lockdown? But go for walks.
Cool.
Yeah, go for walks and actually just do some me things, you know. Actually do some me things. Maybe, you know, try and exercise more. Mm. You know, I have the majority of, I have all of my day, you know, the whole time. So just utilize that time, work on some things that I personally want to upskill in. You know, it's not so much focused on, you know, I have to do, or this is the work that I have to do, or this is consuming this amount of time in my day. Mm. I actually have the ability to, have ownership of that and really do the things I want to the most or to the best of my capacity.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And lots of reading.
Mm. Good.
Yeah.
Got to get your pages up.
Got to get your pages. I'm trying to build a whole collection of books.
Mm. Are you going to read them before you put them in the bookcase? So then over time you see the progression of the books you have read, the knowledge you've gained over time, that bookcase will grow alongside with you. Are you just stacking them up because it's...
No, I think that's a nice... That's a nice.
That's the purpose maybe of a bookcase.
Yeah.
Just put the books there. Cool.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I'm plain and simple with it, but...
I tried to deep it too much.
That's what I'm doing. No, but that does sound cool. It is a cool thing. That's not what I started on my journey with my bookcase. I'm just building up. But yeah, I've basically been reading a couple. I'm just sporadic, man. So yeah, I start reading and I get halfway through one. And then it's like, oh, I've got this other book. And it's like, okay, let me start this other book. And then I start getting into a couple pages and I maybe flutter back and jump forward. But there's one that's like a core book and it's a diary, and that one I'm doing every single day.
What's the name of the book?
You've put me on the spot here. It's I think 300 and, do you know what, let me get the book so I can tell you the actual facts. One second.
No, everyone's leaving the microphone. What's going on?
I did have a phone call from Dad, if that is a good enough reason.
Dad calling you at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, well, I forwarded Dad the message I just received.
Okay.
Thank you for... Oh, yeah, cool, yeah, sorry. I thought you guys were having a conversation about something. I heard Dad. So this is the Daily Stoic Journal. 366 Days of Writing and Reflection on the Art of Living. It's by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. Sorry, my girlfriend's German, so every time I see those letters coming, the German in me tries to come out. but it's basically a diary, a Stoic diary, And yeah, every day you just go through and you have reflections in the morning, in the evening. Yeah, just really looking inward, asking yourself questions normally that, I don't know, you wouldn't really ask yourself. So it's really insightful.
Mm.
Powerful.
Perhaps some examples of what questions, some more introspective questions that they're asking?
Yeah, one of them, okay, I've just opened it on a random page, but one of them is, am I protecting my time and attention?
Mm.
Another would be, who is my role model and why?
Mm.
Do I appreciate this mind that I have been given?
Mm.
So some pretty introspective stuff that you wouldn't necessarily ask yourself, like, or people wouldn't maybe ask you. So it's nice to have that time to have thoughts about those things.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do I appreciate the mind I'm given? Are you given your mind? Or is that something that you earn and craft over years? Now, do you know what? Let me read the Stoic diary and I'll do my own introspective thinking.
Yeah. I think maybe you're seeing it on a level of, this is just a question you ask yourself in the morning and in the evening, right? Mm. And you have to write something down. So it's more so try and figure out an answer that you have in yourself. And then use that as the reflection, you know. But it's good that maybe that's a topic that you came out, you know, you've just had that question and you've been thinking, what would I think or what would I write about it?
Mm.
That's exactly what the purpose of the book is for, you know, to actually trigger those thoughts that you have in your head, maybe come across or ask questions to yourself that you wouldn't necessarily ask.
Yeah, dope. What are you reading, AJ?
No, at the moment, I'm not reading anything at all.
He's reading Reddit. you're a Redditor now.
Is that what they call themselves?
There's a community or something, right? What do they call it?
Do you know, I've completely forgotten.
Oh, okay.
That's it. If you're not in the club.
I'm cool with Redditors.
In the tree, part of the tree. If you're not in the club,
yeah.
They're not going to let you know. Even their name, we don't know.
Do you know how funny it is that I've been trying to tell this guy, yo, Twitter or Reddit is your platform. I don't know why you're on Facebook. Obviously, you know, guys, how I feel about Facebook. And this, I've been trying to get my brother to actually engage in social media in a form, in a way that I think he would really be able to enjoy it. Right? I have his best intentions at heart, being his brother and I guess knowing him for the whole entirety of my life. And he's always been like, nah. Okay, Reddit. I think Reddit is the perfect platform for you because da-da-da-da-da. I'm firing I'm giving him cases. What does he do? Nah. Now what? I'm not reading at the moment, but I'll be on Reddit. This guy's telling me, or sending voice notes of stories that he's heard from Reddit. That story you sent earlier, I'm pretty sure that was from Reddit, right?
Yeah.
Of course it was from
Reddit. It was a wild story.
Yeah, that was wild.
Wild story. Can you summarize what that story is for our listeners, please? Because it was quite long and I did listen to the whole thing. But yeah, there was many moments where I was thinking, Nani?
I mean, the video is essentially about some teenage boys who trade pornographic DVDs amongst themselves. They attend the same church and one thing leads to another and one of the boys ends up getting a sex tape of one of the pastors in the church and who they originally thought was his wife in the sex tape, but they later watch it and it's revealed that it's not his wife, it's some other woman. He finds out that they have the DVD and threatens them, ends up in a fight with them. The whole church finds out and he ends up in a fight because the other woman on the DVD was like married to one of the ushers. So... Yeah, that's the story.
Yeah. As I said, He's now on Reddit.
Yeah, to be able to just take it and summarize it.
Yeah.
Bravo, sir.
Yeah.
You are a Redditor, yeah. Or whatever you call yourselves.
A Redditor.
Yeah, I like it. Might still.
Cool. What about you, Oz? What are you reading, man? What are you reading?
Yeah, good question. Now, I'm not really reading too much at the minute. I do weekly poetry sessions. So more time, if I'm not reading my own poetry, I'm listening and sort of gathering knowledge from, say, 5-6 other poets who we all come from. The collective, Writers' Delhi. Like, these are some prolific writers.
Wait, what are they called? Writers' Delhi? Yeah,
the group itself is called the Writers' Delhi. Now, a deli is where you walk into like a shop and there's a whole array of whatever. It could be sandwiches, meats, whatever, anything. So the whole point of it, from my understanding, because a conversation has been had to me personally, because I didn't start the team, but I've been a driving force of consistency throughout.
You're one of the pillars.
I'm one of the four pillars. What's that from?
Yeah.
Probably Islam.
Sure. I get Greek mythology in my head when I think about pillars. I just imagine Colosseum.
I hear you, dude.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so it's just writers from all backgrounds. We've got an Italian, we have a Gambian dude, we've got one girl who's American, one Canadian. All over.
Sounds like colonialism.
Hey, all over.
No, I'm playing. Shout out to the Delhi group.
Yeah. Shout out Writers Delhi. But like the sessions we have, you go in empty-headed, completely empty-headed, and then someone, predominantly myself, but other people in the group can do it as well, give us prompts. You get a prompt. It could be the moon beneath my wings, something pure random that is similar to your Stoic book, where it's an introspective thing where you ask yourself a question of what does this prompt mean to me? So put 6 minutes on the clock, go through, do the thing. And then at the end, if you would like to, because it's an open platform, it's like no pressure to do anything. You don't even have to write. If it's that deep,
so it's like
you can just come into the group and chill. If it's that deep.
Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
If it's that deep.
That's dope.
Like I'm talking for myself. Perhaps other members in the group would think differently, but the kind of people they are, this is why I can say this so confidently. It's that kind of group. So there's no pressure at all, but you can choose to read out your poem. So everyone does their piece. And then it's a dance that we do where we half critique each other, but also we gas each other because we talk about, okay, this was sick, or how you used alliteration or kept a specific scheme from the beginning and then you came back to that same scheme at the end. Like the writing is clever. It's made me up my levels 100%. I came in level four Pokemon chilling in the grass. Caterpie, boom. I came in Caterpie. Not even ready. Took my time. Metapod the ting. Now look at me. I'm Butterfree. I'm out here flying amongst the clouds. I love it.
Look at this guy, poet. That's cool, man.
In terms of reading. That's the majority of my reading at the moment. However, I have just finished a manga, Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man. You know, I'm still reading that. In fact, I need to pick, you know, what am I going to do with my holiday? I'm picking up Chainsaw Man. Hajime Ippo style. Maybe 2008. I can't remember the year, but I banged out all the chapters over the summer. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. It was insane. Like him up in that room. Hajime no Ippo, Eye Shield 21.
On the big screen computer.
Yeah, the hench one.
With the hench head. Packard Bell, I think. I think it was a Packard Bell. The one that sounds like an aeroplane taking off when you turn it on.
Oh, you're showing your age, Mo. You're showing your age.
Yeah, man. 90s kid.
That's them grey whiskers coming out. But yeah, that's what I've been reading. Well, just finished reading. Chainsaw Man. I would recommend it. I'm going to put a disclaimer out there to say it's wacky as hell. And if you read the first chapter and you can guess the beginning, bravo to you. You are perhaps an undiagnosed mental patient.
Do you mean guess the end?
Is that what I not said?
You said guess the beginning.
Yeah, my bad. Guess the end. Hey, good.
Oh, we got save. We got the police in here.
Good save. I'm out here saying I'm the police in here. This guy just sliced me down. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
He's trying to do the dance. He's trying to do the dance.
Hey, we all here. That's what we do, man. That's how we move forward in life. Shout out Writers Deli.
That's cool, man. How can one get involved with the Writers Deli before we move on? Because I've maybe walked in on one session you've had and just said hi.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first time I've actually heard a breakdown of what goes on. And it is very, very interesting, you know. Not to say that I'm a wordsmith myself, but I do like the
art.
And
even if it's a case of just coming in and being able to put your laptop or whatever device you're using on the background with that on. It's like you're just having poetry around you.
I think that's pretty cool. Being the audience. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I would.
It's better than watching TV, you know?
Yeah.
I hear that. Well, we're going into an age where here we are creating a podcast because audio now is becoming so much more popular than the video aspect of media. That's still there. That's still a giant, but more and more people are trying to find ways of getting off the TV. Stick on a podcast. But yeah, I hear you. So in order to get involved, like we don't have any specific channels set up in order for you guys, for anyone to participate. However, what I will say is if you contact the Sage of Three Paths Pod at gmail.com or come to us on the socials at 3_sage, 3 spelled T-H-R-E-E. Just drop us a message, then we can tell you the details of what's good. Because more time, it's going to be in direct contact with me or my secretary in order to sort out the channels, in order to get it sorted.
Yeah, I hear you. So it's kind of like a group that is kind of protected as well. It's not just, you know, any Tom, Dick or Lucy can come in and
100%
mess with the feng shui.
Yeah, when I speak very highly of these people, I have a lot of love for these people in the group as well. Now, if you come in with ill intentions or you're not going to come correct or you're moving sideways, don't bother. Just listen to the podcast and that's it. Don't come to the Writers' Deli as well. But if you do want enriching experience, you do want to hear prolific writers, like I can't stress to you, I've recorded one session. Perhaps I'm going to talk to them in order to get that footage out in the world. But just amazing, amazing writers.
Sick, man. So calling out all the artists that I guess I know, you guys know, all the creatives I know that you guys know that will be listening. And, you know, if you're looking for a safe space, hit us up on the socials or the email and we'll get Wizard King over here. He'll do a little inspection. If the energies are right, then you're good. You can just slide right in. Audience, or yeah, you can maybe be a participant. That sounds cool. I would love to come to the next one, definitely.
Cool, man. Again, I'll tell you, it's weekly. I'll just drop you a message and see what's good. Maybe I'll put it on the Twitter so the world knows. Start using social media.
Cool, man. So I think there's one question I have about poetry. Again, this is something I'm not truly versed in, you know, in terms of doing it in a group form. I tend to do a lot of my creativity in isolation. I know there's some sort of myth when it comes to poetry nights and when you're doing it. I know you were saying you guys kind of do a dance. Is clicking a thing or is it clapping? Do you guys do that?
It's a mixture of both. I encourage clicking because that's part of the culture for me.
Yeah.
Like even on Zoom or whatever online platform we're using, it's all clicks, man. Has to be.
Authentic. Mm. Love it. Yeah. Shout out to the Writers Deli.
Shout out, man, like Sage, who's part of the Writers Deli. This guy is one of my favorite poets. Period.
Wait, there's a guy called Sage?
There's a guy called Sage.
Why is he not on the podcast? Get him on the podcast. I've already said it. What?
There's a guy. I've said it to both of you. I said, there's this dude I know. His name's Sage. He's a high-level conversation dude.
Okay.
And he knows he's sugar. I'm telling you.
Does he know he brown sugar too or just...
Blood, he's a Gambian dude.
Okay, bring him on the show, man. Come on. We are all West Africans.
I hear you, I hear you. That's our next guest. That's our next guest. Why not?
Is Gambia West Africa?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, yes.
Hell
you're
yeah.
Right, you're right, you're right.
Come on, bro. Oh,
Mr. Atlas out here.
Technically Canada descendants. No? I'm sure we go up to... Because it's not even far from us, man.
Yes. Do you know, I was thinking of something totally different. I see it now. It's north of us. Yes. Of north of Sierra Leone. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. We eat a lot of the... Or we share a lot of the same cuisines, I'm aware. That's why Tamsi is always at... You know, my friend Tamsi, that's why he's always at grandma's house. There was one time he sent me a video and he was there. This is when I was living in Leeds. Sent me a video, I was like, oh, just checking in at grandma's. I was thinking, what?
Like, what the hell are you
doing? This guy's eating plasas, chilling? And he didn't even tell me. Grandma didn't tell me. You know, I just got a video. But yeah, we brothers, us in Gambia.
You know, Mo, I actually wanted to talk to you about recent events in the UK where the government's trying to pass some laws that will ban protesters.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk to you about that. But as you're aware, I got a message earlier on today from the baby mom. So I got the baby mama drama.
Ah.
Yeah. And yeah. I just want to get your thoughts, you know, I tell you how I feel, you know, tell you what feelings are going through me.
Hit me first and how you feeling? Because
I do that though, we'll do background.
Mm.
So we're all singing from the same hymn sheet out here. The knowledge is common amongst us. So my oldest son, I had him when I was around 21. Yeah, he's 9 now. So his mother and I, as you know, my brothers know, we didn't have the best relationship at all. It was probably the worst experience of my life. And I don't mean that to insult her or anything like that. I just mean it as like
it was toxic.
A matter of fact,
because
the entirety of my life, I've never been through anything as bad as that.
Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lamb.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
So, her and I split up, and I'm unable to see my son for quite a period of time. And it's funny, because when we first split up, I was trying to seek legal advice. And at the time, the government had just changed the law in the UK. There was a thing called legal aid, where the government will supply like a lawyer for court for different types of cases. So one of them was for family law, and then for criminal law, they'll provide a lawyer for you. It's a bit more complicated than that, but I'm just making it as simple as possible. So at the time of the separation between my eldest mother and myself, I was seeking legal advice. I went to a solicitor's, a lawyer's, and they said to me, well, legal aid has actually been cut for family matters. So you're going to have to pay for this. How much do you earn? I told them how much I earned, which was not much at the time. And the woman literally, I won't forget this. She goes to me, well, you can't afford us, but what you can have is 10 minutes free for any questions you might want to ask. So my 21-year-old self, you know, tried to ask him as best questions as I could, but ultimately there was nothing they could do for me. And I'm completely unfamiliar with the legal system. I'm 21. What do I know about the legal system? So, you know, I decide to go to uni, study law, and take the case on myself, represent myself. So go get my law degree, equip myself to be able to go to court. So I did that. I got my law degree. I started the court process to see him. So during this whole time, I haven't seen him. I, you know, these years are going by, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. I haven't seen him or had any word from him at all. And I'll tell you what, my greatest fear, one of the reasons why I didn't like to return to our hometown, and I, you know, I avoided coming to our hometown as much as possible, because I had this deep fear of walking down the street and walking past, you know, my son and not knowing who he was at all. Like, just walk straight past him like he's a stranger to me. So, yeah, during that whole time, I don't see him at all.
And you was trying, right?
I had made a few attempts at communication. I had sent letters because I still knew the address. That's the only form of contact I had with her at this point. So I start the court process in my final year of uni because I've actually finished the module for family law. So, you know, I'm more equipped. I know what to do. I know how to do things. I get the ball rolling. Long story cut short, I end up winning the case. So I can now see my boy. And, you know, it took 5 years. And that was the first time I saw him. And, oh, my God, when I first saw him, like, I just burst into tears. I just burst into tears. It's like, man, my life was so... It had a hole in. I had a hole wherever I went. You know, like a hollow from Bleach. I had like this hole in my chest for the entire time. I've been unable to see you. But I guess I must add, because this is important. Before I did start the court process, just before she reached out to me. So I had sent a couple of letters to her over the period of the 3 years. And then on the fourth, going on to the fifth year, she reached out to me. And I obviously jumped on the opportunity, and that's where I got to see him. And so as I was going to see him more, through her though, this was like courts weren't involved at all at this point. I was only able to see him through whatever she said was acceptable. So it was like public places, and she would be walking behind us wherever we go, whatever we're doing. She was like just always there watching over us, seeing what's being said, which, you know, these were similar issues from when I was dating her all those years ago. It's a control. She has to be in control. And again, it's not like I'm speaking bad about her. I really couldn't care less who she is as a person. It means nothing to me. But it's something that I can clearly see. So this happened a few times. I think I got to see him 3 times through her. It may be a bit more, maybe a bit less. I can't remember exactly. But it got to a point where she's trying to be silly with it, and her mother is the one who's pushing it forward. And I there was one time I got to see her, which was through without the courts, it was through her, where it was actually her mother. Her mother brought him to the park to meet me. She sat down and chilled, and it was the first ever time Kenzo and I had a long time. The first ever time. So it was the first time me and my boy got some alone time. But I remember her mother said to me, that time, that first time I got to be alone with him, it's the same day the same visit, she goes to me, you know, I don't know why you haven't taken her to court.
Oh yeah, her mom said that.
Her mom said that to me.
Oh wow.
So, for me, court, especially after my first experience, I kind of felt like if her and I can make things work, like she's reached out to me, it's been all these years, we're totally different people. You know, this is my thought process as this is happening, you know? It's like we're totally different people. We're adults now. We can try and work together and, you know, do what's best for him. You know, so I thought. And through our own experience when our parents split up, it was a case of, we saw Dad go through the court process and we saw Mum in some situations where the court order couldn't be carried out. We've seen it. We've seen how it can be useless. And then they'll tell you to go back to court. So if one party is not honouring the contract, the only thing you really can do is take that party back to court. And, okay, fine, you go back to court and you go through it all again. But this all costs money. So if she's willing to work with me, then I didn't want to go to court. But when her mum said that to me, I thought to myself, do you know what? I am actually in a position, you know, I'm not the same 21-year-old out here. I've leveled up, especially for this. So I took her to court. The court happened, so many wild things. Like, it was the wildest court case. She missed, like, 8 court hearings. She missed 8 court hearings. And, like, the court hearings would be in our hometown where she lives. At this point, I'm living in a completely different city, which is like an hour, almost 2 hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours to get back to our hometown. I was early for all the court sessions. Even the ones she didn't turn up to, I was early for them. So she gets penalized by the court. She had to do community service because of that. They asked her the reasons why she wasn't coming to the courts, and she gave numerous reasons, but the judge was like, nah, you're full of it. We're giving you community service. If you continue to do this, then the consequences will be more severe. So she did a community service. At the time of court, obviously, my wife was pregnant at the time. So I was going through the whole court process while my wife is pregnant. Shout out to the wife. She's been an absolute rock. So,
yeah, big sis holding it down.
Shout out to the wife. I got nothing but mad love and time for you. So I tell the courts that my wife's pregnant and I'm not going to live in a world where I have 2 sons and they don't know each other. I'm not doing that. That's where I'm drawing the line. So all this is happening. The most important thing for me, you know, it's the reason why I'm here, is so I can be a father to Kenzo. I didn't have a parental responsibility over him. I wasn't on his birth certificate. Like, I had to fight in court for everything. Some of the accusations she made against me in court. She even did this thing of ending up where there was a barrier between us. They would put a wall between us so I couldn't see her. It's like, are you for real? Anyways, I'm glad the judge saw through her entire act. The judge slapped that away, gave her the community service. I ended up having parental responsibility, and I also ended up with my, you know, my boy being able to come stay over at my house on the weekends, fortnightly. So,
progress.
Yeah, that's massive cool. progress. Massive. And, you know, and I'm just summarizing here because it was the court was there's enough story in the court for a podcast session on its own.
How long was the court process?
It should have been 1 year, but okay. It took 2 years and a bit. And this is all because of like missed court hearings and all sorts. Yeah, it was insane. Like the judges ended up knowing me personally because it's the same, you know, it's a job. So they ended up knowing me personally and knowing her. And they were like, nah. And the last judge was like, this case will only be heard by her. So it has continuity instead of different judges mm-hmm. hearing it and having to be summed up. So in the end, we had one judge who stuck with us, who was able, which helped because there was a whole lot of, anyways, like I said, the court story can be a podcast in its entirety. Getting onto the message, because that's what all this background was about. Essentially, my boy now is able to stay with us. It's been like this now for 3-4 months, maybe more. When did he start actually staying over?
I don't know, before my time.
You came around November, right? So almost a year, actually. We're coming up just, let's say, about 8 months. He's been having this relationship and building it with me. And it's been hard. It's been really hard. I thought the hard part was going to be getting able to be his dad. But being the dad is, of course, the harder part. And there's progress being made there, and you know that it makes me super happy to get to know him and him to get to know me and learning about each other, and I'm able to teach him so much stuff. It's great. Like I did I was helping him with his maths homework the other day, and he was doing equivalent fractions. Now I ain't gonna lie to you, I didn't remember what equivalent fractions were at all. So I said to him, I don't remember equivalent fractions at all. Let me watch a quick video. So I put this like 4-minute video on for he and myself to watch. We watched it. I figured it out. I was like, okay, cool. I know what's going on. I went through the video with him, like I broke it down so he could understand it. And then we did the homework. And as he was doing the homework, because we had gone through and he had learned not a better technique, but learned a deeper understanding of how it works, he smashed it. He absolutely smashed it. And then it got to a part, because the homework split in two parts. It split into the first part is 10 questions. And the second part is 5 questions, which are more challenging. And as we're like halfway, like we absolutely blaze through the first part. He kills it. Then we look at the second part and he goes, I've already figured out one. And I looked at him, I was like, I've already figured out one as well. And then he just absolutely finished it. And he's going, yeah, the hard part. And I'm like, yeah. So
that's dope.
Progress is being made. It's a tough road, but obviously that it was always going to be a tough road. So that's great. The living situation in the house right now is myself, grandma, Oz, my wife, and my 1-year-old. Right? So a bit tight, but everyone's got their own space. My wife, myself, and the 1-year-old, we have our own room. Oz and his boy, they have their own room. Grandma has her own room. And for Oz's room, there's the double bunk bed. So the bottom bed is a double and the top is a single. But it's a big room. All the rooms are quite big. So everyone's got adequate space. when my boy comes through, he stays in the room with Oz and Oz's boy. Oz and Oz's boy will have the bottom bunk, the double, and my boy will go to the top and sleep on the single. And it's been that way for some time. We've had no problems. Chilling. Then out of nowhere, I get a text message. Let me get it so it's more accurate.
Straight from the scroll. Straight from the scroll. So from what you've heard so far, Mo, what are your thoughts?
Oh, man.
Because it takes a mighty thing to make you go silent.
I think it's an incredibly unique story. I mean, obviously, yeah, AJ, I think you have summarized it pretty well. And I don't know, for me, it just sounds so exhausting for everyone. For the mother, for yourself, AJ, and for the boy. Young nephew. I just feel like it's exhausting, and there's already so much that we all have to deal with in life. You know, there's already people out there that are trying to like mess you up, or you know, steal your spot. You know, make you go underneath them or make you feel beneath them. Why is it that you know we do have something that bonds us? Whether it be family, whether it be a child, you know, in this situation, why is it that we're trying to make, why are we living life on hard mode? Life is already, or can be already perceived as difficult, right? Everyone has their own difficulties. Just why make that even more difficult for yourself and those around you?
Right, so recently, I get a message, and you know, like I said, since around January, this is how the living arrangements have been, since around January. Because before that, it was just a single bed in the room. No one was there, it was a spare room, right? So since January, this has been our living arrangements. And only recently, so what? It's March, and we're towards the end of March. I get a message saying, "Hi, has our boy been sharing a room with your brother?" So I'm like, yes, it is a double bunk bed and he sleeps on the top bunk. Is this an issue for you? And she doesn't message back. You know how it goes. Like, it'll be 24 hours before I get a message back or anything like that. But 24 hours go by and I message her actually, and I'm like, "Hey, hope you're right. Just wanted to chase up your message from yesterday. Please could you give me your thoughts and opinions on this, as I would like to accommodate our boy the best way possible. And just to add on, in my culture, sharing a bedroom is completely normal. So I understand if this is something new for you. I'm here to answer any questions that you may have and to reassure you that his well-being and safety is my utmost priority." So, you know, I said about the culture there, but I've spoken to, like, many different people since I got that message. And I was like, culture. And all of them have said to me, no, no. So, you know, I've spoken to an Indian guy. I've spoken to a Filipino guy, I've spoken to a Greek guy, I've spoken to several British guys. One British guy goes to me, obviously a friend of mine, Mike. So shouts out to Mike, the friendliest Viking looking dude you will ever come across. But he goes to me, I was saying culture, and he goes, "Culture?" He goes, "Mate, I'm white British. That's nothing. It's two men, it's two boys, two men, right?" I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "I don't see what the issue is." And essentially, I don't think it's a cultural thing. I think it's perhaps just another thing to throw at me to make things more difficult. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. And I guess I won't go on too much. I won't go on too much because I've already obviously gone on a lot. And I just wanted to talk, really, to try and... Because I just got a message from her, which... It didn't make me angry because, you know, there's...
You're past that point.
Yeah. Like, we don't have anything between us for you to make me angry. Like, can we be adults? In fact, I saw this thing from a comedian, Bill Burr. He's like, when you're in an argument, and especially if you're in an argument with a woman, I don't know, you know, whatever his opinions are his opinions, but his joke was about, if you're in an argument with a woman, they're going to bring all sorts of different topics into the argument, which have nothing to do with the issue. And what you need to do is just don't engage. Just don't engage with any of the random stuff that are being brought in and just stick to the point. And I kind of feel like these are just random things coming out of sideways. Like, whoa, what's going on here? So I saw the message and I was feeling a bit like, what? But talking with you guys now has really helped me, actually.
Hey, Okello here. This section is a space where we'll be sharing short stories, creative experiences, and art.
Hey guys, this is Oz. Here's a poem I wrote, title, Serpent Schemes. Life and the breaths we breathe sway on the serpent's pendulum, more broken than it would seem. Wander with me a while. Let's find the source of the voice that tricked Eve. I put on my armor and arm myself with honest ignorance. I trust the maiden will see my exploits and feed me fruit as well. Life and the breaths we breathe all boil down to these serpent schemes. I surrender to time and a holy thought becomes mine and pray for a slower decline. Wander with me a moment. Let's find the answer to the voice that covered the eyes from mass genocide. I think we need the blueprint for these serpent schemes. Break down society. Rebuild it into something that holds mean. Life and the breaths we bleed. The dictated pace is the result of these serpent schemes. I tell my tribes to invest in blades and shears, or better still, sheer luck to break away from the seams. We sow our souls to Gaia, but even she, in all her glory, pales in comparison to the effect of these serpent schemes.
With calmness and stillness, it comes to an end. We hope you found some gems and go away richer in soul and spirit. We're showing you the three paths of the sage. Your path is your own. Which path do you follow? Until next time.